Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Orioles taking on the Blue Jays tonight. Scheduled to 7:05. Sagano taking on Bowden Francis. We talked about that. Orioles 2-4 in their latest road trip through Kansas City and Arizona. They lose Zach Eflin. Albert Suarez, we haven't really talked much about this, Ryan, and Nolan, get in here, and of course you, the people, at 410-583-1057. You want to vent, you want to walk us down, whatever you want to do. Talk about your Orioles sitting here at 5-8 through the first 13 games of the season, but I guess the shoulder issue, much more severe than the Birds anticipated. 60-day IL, he's going to be out, and I believe Brandon Hyde said, out on the road trip, months. Perhaps. And boy, given the other issues they've had, I guess a healthy Suarez would have fit in nicely somewhere.
Well, he was that Swiss Army knife, right? And especially what's concerning is how quickly then it changed from, oh, put him on the IL and then transferred to the 60-day. Usually when that happens, yeah, you're right. You don't have to read between the lines. It's pretty severe. So, you know, it's one thing that you lost Eflin, but you're right, having a guy that can do both. We talked about this before. Not everyone's comfortable with saying, hey, you know, in this case, Albert, need you in the bullpen. Hey, actually, spot start. Can you do that for me?
Right.
It's a really hard thing to do for a pitcher, and that's definitely a big blow for the staff here. It's one of the many pieces that they're trying to put together.
Right. I mean, he had 130 innings for the Orioles last year. And there's really no realistic reason to believe that he was going to duplicate that. But to give you at least a fraction of that would have been great for the Orioles this year. And now I don't even know if you can count on him to come back. I mean, he'll be here at some point, but, you know, what's he going to be like? I mean, it was already a long shot, even if he was healthy, for him to kind of replicate what he did last year. So it just felt like they were letting it ride with him. You know, you hit big time with the gamble last year. It was a low-risk move, and it paid off big time. And they said, oh, let it ride. It's low risk. It's low cost. Why not? And, you know, it fizzled out. So,
yeah, I mean, this is the crazy thing with pitchers nowadays, too. This is why, again, a role like Albert Suarez, it's not glorified. You know, the only position that is valued or that fans really give the praise and the blame is being a closer, right? That's like the role in the bullpen where you go, man, that guy, that's the face that you remember. Let's talk about in Baltimore, the Mountain. When Batista closes games, there's a different energy about that. But then fans started to appreciate him. But over those times, he's not in Baltimore anymore. Danny Coulomb was a guy that, hey, fans started to love him in Baltimore, but that was a faceless person in the bullpen. That's what Albert Suarez was. And you ride that out because you don't know what's going to happen. That's why so many relievers know and bounce from place to place, is because, yeah, it might fizzle out. And if you're not one of those premier end closers, then you really are expendable. And for Albert Suarez, why not ride it out? But clearly, it took a toll on him.
Yeah, here's another point real quick with the bullpen, I mean, them moving on from Coulomb, them moving on from Jacob Webb, some people were a little confused by that. Mm-hmm. My initial reaction was the same in the offseason. And I said, well, okay, if you replace them with two more guys, then all right, we swap two for two, you're good. Well, they made one notable addition with Kittredge. If you want to call Bautista's return the other addition, okay, that's a wash. But it felt like Elias was banking on, well, we squeezed every last bit of juice out of the orange last year with Jacob Webb. Had him throw a career high in innings, and he started to have that injury flare up at the end of the year. Maybe the same with Danny Coulomb, also an injury scare last year. It felt like he was saying, all right, these guys are on the verge of getting hurt. I'm going to drop them. Meanwhile, pick up a guy in Kittredge who's coming off of an injury a couple years ago who should be taking off. So far, we know the results.
Yeah, Kittredge this year's a knee, though.
Yes.
It was Tommy John, I believe, in Tampa, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah. Tommy John in Tampa, the knee, obviously, unfortunate circumstance. The one thing I want to say with Coulomb, you know, this has been something now over the last couple years. It was really at the end of 2023 is when he got hurt, right? Or right towards the end of 2023, came back for the postseason or towards the stretch run. Then last year missed a lot of time. And I guess in this case, if you have a medical staff and they're going through physicals and they're saying, hey, we don't trust this, if you brought these people in to be your experts, you got to take their word for it. But I'm with you, Nolan. The one guy, I like guys that know how to get outs. And when, later at the top of the hour, I have a clip from Jim Palmer when he sat down with me. Danny Coulomb was a guy that just knew how to pitch. What's the name of the game? Just get guys out.
I mean, you like the fancy 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, and it looks impressive and all of that. Oh, by the way, Danny Coulomb got a 0.0 earned run average. You know, he hadn't pitched a ton of innings, 4.2. But, you know, when he's called upon to get people out, he gets them out and doesn't give up any runs. And I guess the connection would be, well, C&L Perez isn't getting anybody out, so why is he here and Coulomb isn't? Not saying that, but C&L Perez, by the way, is part of the problems with the Orioles. But, you know, I understand where Nola was coming from because he went on that rant earlier today.
Yeah. Well, you know,
why'd they get rid of him again?
Real quick, profile-wise,
how
hard does Danny throw? How hard does Perez throw?
So, you know, high 90s,
Danny, maybe 91, 92, and that's a big thing. They chase the ceiling of what the player potential can be, and that's why they kept CNL. And look, I love the talent of CNL, but if we're talking about guys, who do I trust? I'm in a jam. Can you get me out of it? I think we'd all say it'd be Danny Coulomb because why? He's proven it. I don't care if he throws 91 or 98.
Hey, he was that leverage guy. Missing him last year was a huge, I mean, they had a ton of injuries, but I'd probably put his name towards the top of the list in terms of order of importance or guys you wish you had back just because, especially with Bautista out. I mean, he was an eighth inning guy. Had he been healthy at one point, I think he could have been in contention to take over for Kimbrel when he struggled. So that was very detrimental.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.